You're listening to Credit and Coffee with Vantage Core Solutions. Eight credit score myths debunked. Although they're widely used and an important part of our lives, most people find credit scores confusing. Often, consumers have a lack of accurate information about how and why credit files and scores are used by lenders. Credit files and scores allow banks and creditors to determine their risk in lending money to you, whether for a mortgage, car, or other loan. Your credit history shows how likely you are to handle your debt responsibly and pay it back in a timely manner. Here are some common beliefs about credit scores and the reality behind them. Myth number one, to boost your credit score quickly, leave a balance on credit cards. The fact? Carrying a balance every month will not build your credit score any faster. What impacts your credit score more is the length of time you've held the credit accounts, a low balance, and on-time payments. Since carrying a balance means paying interest, it's better for you to keep balances low or at zero. Myth number two, not using credit cards is the best way to improve your credit score. The fact? It's a good idea to keep all of your credit cards active by engaging in a small amount of activity every month or two and then paying your bills on time. This will improve your history of on-time payments and will keep more available open credit. Credit scores are often improved by having no more than 30% of your available credit in use at any given time. Myth number three, people have only one credit score. The fact? Many scoring models are used and they weigh items in your credit history differently. Some scoring models scan your credit report at one point in time, giving a snapshot that's limited in understanding your overall credit picture. VantageScore 4.0, which is one of the models often used by lenders, is different because it takes advantage of trended credit data available from all three national credit reporting companies. By capturing the trajectory of borrowing and payment behaviors, trended credit data provides a more precise, holistic view of consumer habits. Myth number four. Closing an unused credit card will boost your score. The fact? It's better for your credit score to have credit accounts open longer, and having more credit available to you lowers your credit utilization ratio, which can contribute to a higher score. Myth number five. Anytime someone checks your credit, the score goes down. The fact? There is a grain of truth in this myth. If you check your own credit score, your score will not go down. Lenders that you have an existing credit product with also look at your file regularly, and this doesn't impact your score. These are called soft inquiries. When a creditor or lender checks your score as part of an application for credit, it's called a hard inquiry. One or two hard inquiries can affect your score negatively, but the impact is low and passes in a few months. Several inquiries show you are actively looking for credit, which could mean you are taking on a lot of new debt and will lower your score more substantially. When calculating your score, the VantageScore model uses a 14-day rolling window, so all inquiries within that window are considered as one inquiry, regardless of the type of account. It is assumed you're shopping around for a rate, not necessarily opening up multiple lines of credit. Myth number six. If you get married, your credit score is joined with your spouse's. The fact? Your spouse's credit is joined to yours only in this way. If you have joint credit card, loan, or mortgage accounts, or if you co-sign a loan for one another, the payment history and available credit on any joint account will show up on both of your credit reports. Any account in just your name or your spouse's will only show up on that person's credit report. Myth number seven. The credit score you check is the same credit score lenders use. The fact? Lenders may use different models to assess your credit report, depending on the purpose and type of loan or credit. The score you might access to check your own score is not necessarily the same score a lender might use, and that score might have updated since you last accessed it. Use the scores you access online as directional indications of your creditworthiness, but understand that ultimately a lender has access to many different scores and information to arrive at a decision. Myth number eight, having a bad credit score means never being approved for a loan. The fact? While having a lower credit score could mean being turned down for a loan or credit, it's also possible that you may be approved, but for less desirable terms, such as being charged a higher interest rate or having to pay a security deposit, depending on the type of loan. Now that we've cleared the air on common credit score myths, take the next step and learn how to improve it by visiting the Tips About Credit page in the Consumer Education section of VantageScore.com. Don't worry if your score isn't where you want it to be. It's never too late to work on it as a personal goal. Thanks for listening. For more tips and info, visit fountainscore.com.